EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton has invited foreign ministers from the P5+1 group of countries to Vienna for talks over a final deal on Iran's nuclear program. Ashton's spokesman says the ministers are expected in Vienna on Sunday to evaluate the ongoing nuclear talks with Iran. The U.S. State Department confirmed that Secretary of State John Kerry will arrive in Vienna over the weekend. Negotiators from Iran, the U.S., and the European Union have started the fresh round of talks over the technicalities of a final deal. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif held separate meetings with Ashton and the U.S. Undersecretary of State Wendy Sherman. The three parties are on a marathon of talks for 9 straight days over a final nuclear deal before the July 20th deadline. Now, as mentioned, foreign ministers from the P5+1 group of countries will travel to Vienna this weekend to take part in negotiations regarding Iran's nuclear program. Some analysts say the move implies that the talks have hit a setback. However, the EU is playing down such speculation, saying it is simply an opportunity for the ministers to assess the current position of the talks.
Speculation is growing that negotiations here in Vienna regarding Iran's nuclear program have reached a major impasse. The chairperson of the talks, the EU's Catherine Ashton, has asked foreign ministers from the US, Russia, China, Britain, Germany and France to join the discussions this weekend. Some analysts say this indicates that the talks are in difficulty, but a spokesperson for the EU has been playing down that notion.
I don't recognise that situation. All I can say is that the E3+3 remains completely united and will continue to be united because it's important that we are so if we're going to reach an agreement.
It is understood that Iran is not willing to bow to pressure from the US and Britain to significantly curtail its nuclear energy programme, and this has created a stalemate at the negotiating table. We spoke to people outside the hotel where the talks are taking place, all of whom expressed a desire for a peaceful conclusion to the process.
I think it's always better to speak and find a solution.
If many people pray for peace, I think that will be, we can make, for some time, we can make peace.
It's always better to talk than to throw stones or bombs or whatever at each other.
At these talks, Iran has the support of Russia, which analysts say is very significant. With pressure being applied, particularly by the US and Britain, experts say that Russia's backing of Iran could be crucial in reaching an agreement that is acceptable to all sides. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Vienna.